We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze.
I'm with Clodagh Price, who is the director of sales and marketing at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. Just a little bit about you. You mentioned, Clodagh, you're here now 8 years. Where were you before?
I'm here nearly 10 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've been through some lots of very exciting times. And prior to here, I was in another hotel in Cavan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Steve Russell?
Yeah. Yes.
That would have been, you know, that would have been the only possibility,
yes,
from my point of view, of where somebody with your talents would have been.
Yeah.
So you got a nice grounding there.
Yeah. So when I moved to Cavan many years ago now, maybe 15 years ago, I worked in London first for nearly six
in,
years.
In hospitality?
Yes.
Where?
Yeah. So I worked in the Cumberland Hotel.
Oh.
Just in Hyde Park.
That was, hold on, don't move. That was part of Orient Express Hotels.
It was Forte, yeah, Rocco Forte's hotels many years
poor
ago.
Poor man lost his name, too. Yeah, that was not good.
Yeah, so it was a fantastic opportunity because it was a 1,000-bedroom hotel.
I remember there was a woman named Jill something. Oh, I could pick her out in a lineup, but I mm-hmm. can't think of her last name. She was the head of marketing, I guess, or sales or something for Orient Express Hotels. And she used to come to visit me. In my last life, I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company. And I remember when she came to my office to introduce me to Orient Express Hotels. And Cumberland was way at the top of the list.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And then I moved then to the Strand Palace, which was different, but just as big. And then I moved back to Ireland. And went to work for UCD, so I managed their accommodation centres out, you know, during the summer period. And then I moved back to hotels then. Dublin City University.
Dublin City University.
Yeah. So we sold the accommodation during the summer months to language schools and, you know,
various
different
things. Really important point you bring up, because it's one of the things I say to people all the time. When you want to travel in the summer in Europe, this is truly high season Europe, because a high season period, because not only is, you know, every American on vacation sometime during the summer, but Europeans are on vacation in the summer and they travel like mad. And it can get pricey by the laws of supply and demand. There's more demand, fewer accommodations available. It's not going to be cheap. But there are ways that you can stay in places like, for instance, the University of Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That I know for sure, you know, lets out dormitory rooms. And there are other places, and the cost can be as little as like $10 a night. So, you know, if you are on a ridiculous budget that doesn't allow you to splurge on much, but you have wanderlust, take a look at colleges and universities. Because in holiday periods, often even over, you know, like Christmas and intercession breaks, they will let out rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that very inexpensive. Another inexpensive route is stay at monasteries. And they tend to be, it's an unusual experience, some of which are still living like the Middle Ages. So you'll be by candlelight at night and you won't have flush toilets. But, and you're going to get your water pumped at the well.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, it's a way to have an experience and be able to travel. So I'm really glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
So how did you get to Cavan?
So then I went back to work at Dublin Airport in the hotel, which was a Forte, a post house at the time, and then they changed hands to Holiday Inn. And I'd worked primarily in business corporate hotels. So there was a job advertised in the Sleeve Russell, and it was kind of the leisure market. So I decided that I would go and move to Cavan for 2 years. And that would be it. I would go and do whatever I had to do then after that. And then I met my husband, who was from Cavan. Well, and the rest, they say, is history. So I'm still here, okay, so many years later.
I'm going to ask the embarrassing question. Have you ever been to the County Cavan History Museum?
In Ballyjames stuff?
Right.
I have been once, which is not very good for all of my times in Cavan.
Well, no, I have to pin a medal on you, because you've actually been.
Oh.
Most people in Cavan have not.
No.
And most people in Ireland, who live in Ireland, have not. And most visitors have not. And part of the reason they have not is that nobody's knocking themselves out doing marketing in the place. And it is an amazing museum. Now, when were you there?
Oh, it was many years ago when I moved
to Cavan.
Well,
you have to go back.
So I have to go back, yeah.
No, you have to go back and take your children for one major reason. I don't know how much of the permanent exhibit has changed. Maybe a lot of it is the same. I mean, some of the things, the greatest impressions on me were the Percy French room, where you could actually see manuscripts that he worked on, where you see where he's crossed out something, notes or words or whatever, and you see his thinking process there on the paper, where he was making changes to what he was composing. There's a vintage clothing room. I'd like to bring a dressmaker there and point and say, that and that and that, copy them, make them for me. Gorgeous dresses from the late 1800s, early 1900s. Yeah. Oh, my word. Just silk pumps with, white silk pumps with little, I don't remember what they're called. There's little embroidery knots where you wrap the embroidery thread around the needle and you poke it through the fabric and it comes out like the center of a rosebud on the shoes.
Yes.
Oh, hand-embroidered shoes. Man, that drove me nuts. The Lipton cup. Sir Thomas Lipton, Lipton tea, was a Cavan man. And the Lipton cup, which was, I think, rugby cup, is this big silver urn. And they've got it there in that museum. But aside from all the other wonderments that are in the museum building itself, which is not like going to the Louvre or the Museum of Art in New York City, where if you try to do too much, you'll crawl out on your hands and knees like you've just been walking through the desert all day and you're dead. It's an easy-to-visit museum. Easiest way, take the elevator to the top floor and walk down, and floor by floor, marvelous. But when you go to the building, and this is why you have to go back, instead of going in the front doors of the building, walk to your left about 50 feet, and they have recreated the trenches of World War One, because many people, mostly men, but some women who were nurses and whatever, served in the military from Cavan in World War One in France. And they recreated the trenches of France. And honest to goodness, when you walk through there, you think you are in a war zone. It is the most incredible experience. Anybody with PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, do not go. Do not go. That's your warning alert. Because you will hear the guns and the cannon and the rifles, the cannon, people getting shot, screaming. You will feel the experience of being in a war zone. And it is remarkable. And they've got sandbags, only it's concrete inside the burlap. And you walk past the infirmary and the mess hall and barbed wire on the tops of the fencing. And
there was
they did it because, you know, 1916, and they did it for 2016. That's, I guess, when we were there.
Yeah, two years ago.
So
my little boy, who's eight, wants to go, you know, but because we have an event here in Cavan called the Taste of Cavan, so it's like a food festival. It's kind of mirrors the Taste of Dublin. And they had a bit, you know, they had kind of a lot of the pictures and stuff up last year. So
how
I really have to go.
How far away do you live from it?
Oh, not very far. I've no excuse really not to go, to be honest with you. But okay, he has requested that he wants to go. So based on you reminding me about that, in the next few weeks we'll go. And I'll mail you to tell you that I've been.
All right. Well, Sabina Donahoe is the curator. So call over there. Tell her Stephanie Abrams is sending you along, that you live in the neighborhood. I'd love for you and for your son to meet her. This woman is a gold mine of information.
I think we actually got some pictures. You know, we have a history wall here. Did you see our history wall when
yes,
you walk
I did.
Over? So we got some of those images are from Ballyjames Duff Museum of the old house when it was many, many years ago. So we got some of that information.
Who is James Duff? Do we know?
I don't know. I should know that. I don't.
I don't either. We have to do some research and
yes.
find it out. It's the kind of thing you don't normally ask.
No.
So we'll have to...
We'll do some more. I'll do some more research and I'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Because James Duff, I mean, somebody was James Duff. So we got to dig him up
yes,
and find
we have
out
to find
why,
out more about
why
him.
It's named for him. So let's talk now. You found your way to Cavan and ultimately to Farnham Estate. What do you love best about Farnham Estate?
What I love about Farnham Estate is it's just its uniqueness. You know, we're set on 1,300 acres. We have beautiful woodlands. We have our own lake 2 kilometres from the hotel. I suppose then our unique selling points really are our pool area, you know, so we have our indoor and our outdoor pool. And as you said earlier on, it's all
you
weather.
Swim in and
so
out
you can,
one to the other, it's
yeah.
phenomenal.
So you can swim in the summer, you can swim in the wintertime. And it's great here to see people, number one, out in the winter, but number two, to see Irish people staying here in Ireland. And they can sit outside the pool and, you know, it's kind of like their own little mini break to a European destination in the good weather, you know.
Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we'll be right back.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed.
For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on Deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
How are things in Glacamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donny Cove through Killybegs, Kilcarry, and Kildare?
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
In Glacamora, is that willow?
You know, there's kind of a tradition in Ireland that I don't know anybody in the U.S. does this sort of thing, but I think it's brilliant, and I'd love to see it catch on. Mm-hmm. But there appears to be a kind of girls' breakaway after Christmas, after a kind of reward for all the intensity of effort, time, labor, shopping, wrapping presents, cooking dinners, preparing for family in 1,001 ways. And in so many places we have visited during the Christmas New Year's period, and we've done this the last 9 years, and there's one other Christmas New Year's early on in 2002, 2003. We were in Ireland for Christmas New Year's, but the last 9 years we've been every year. And everywhere we go, I bump into groups of women who are sisters, nieces, daughters, mothers and daughters, mm-hmm. aunts and cousins and whatever, who get their breakaway from the men in the family.
That's it.
And they leave husbands and children and significant others behind. And the girls go off to relax and have some fun after the insanity that December brings with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was grand to be here and, you know, meeting the woman who used to live in Cavan, who now lives in England, coming home for the holiday, off with her sister and her niece here in the indoor and outdoor portions mm-hmm. of the pool, and it's, you know, I felt like a dolphin swimming from, or a salmon maybe, swimming from the indoor pool to the outdoor pool and back. It was very cool.
Yeah. I suppose people, for us here, what we want to see is people come in, they relax, you know, and the idea is that they you know, we kind of have a tagline, rest, relax and renew. So when you come here to Farnham Estate, the idea is that you don't have to leave. So if you don't like the spa, we have beautiful 11 kilometres of beautiful walks. And if you don't like the walks, we have the golf. You know, so there's something for everybody here.
Maybe you like all of it. You do it in rotation.
Well, that's it. Exactly. Exactly. Yes, indeed. Indeed.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come right back, wrap up this hour with Clodagh Price, the Director of Sales and Marketing at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. Check out their website, farnhamestate.ie. You'll find the link in the show notes at sabrams.com. and travelers411.com. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here. I have the pleasure of the company of Clodagh Price, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing for the Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. We have so much to talk about, but first I want to talk more about you. First of all, what does Clodagh mean?
Clodagh is actually a river in Tipperary, so there's no Irish meaning to it, but it is a river.
So who in your family was from Tipperary?
There wasn't anybody that I'm aware of. They just liked it. It was a very unusual name when I was born. So when I was younger, I didn't particularly like the name, but I like it now because it's so unusual. So
yeah,
it's quite unique.
I'm glad you grew past the...
I got out of the... Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I wanted to be called Christine or, you know, something. Something that was something, I thought was normal at the time.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's nice to...
typical.
Yes, but it's nice to have...
Very nice to be atypical.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, so my sisters, they have Irish names as well. So
like what?
There's a Niamh and an Aisling.
Oh, hold on. Niamh. N-A-I-M-B-H?
N-A-I-M-H. Very good.
Oh, close.
Yes.
I was close.
You were nearly there.
You know, that's probably the biggest challenge for me, is not looking at how names are spelled. Because once I see the name spelled, I have tremendous difficulty pronouncing it correctly. Do you know Paul O'Connella?
Yes.
He writes for the Irish Independent.
Yes,
he's the travel writer person. I've actually had him on the air with me. And if things go right, I'm going to be meeting him next Friday.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes,
he would like to get together with me.
Mm-hmm.
He would like to interview me.
Oh.
And I want to interview him.
Very
so
good.
We're going to do this double thing here.
Very good.
And, you know, I've never met him. We've spoken on the phone 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when Trivago came out with the top 20 hotels in the Republic of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that. They simultaneously came out with the top 20 hotels in Northern Ireland. Somebody in Northern Ireland emailed me a link and said, have a look at this. And I looked at it and I said, except for three hotels that absolutely should have been on that list that were,
mm-hmm.
one that a lot of people love and I can't understand why, I wouldn't recommend it to. I'm going to put my dog there.
Okay.
But a lot of people love it. I don't understand why. Not for me.
Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we'll be right back.
Through Killybegs, Kilkerry, and Kildare, how are things in Glacamora? is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by?
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com. Promo code radio.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
For more travel talk, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want to welcome you to another hour of traveling with me. How cool is that? I'm so glad you get to come along with me. I'm going to get you your own suitcase because you're starting to crowd out my suitcase being in there, but I'm going to get you your own suitcase and pack you away, take you with me everywhere we go. And right now we are in Cavan, in County Cavan, Ireland, at the Farnham Estate. This is a place I haven't been to in a few years now, and it was time to come back and catch up because there have been some changes and rebranding and all for the better. This is a really special place that I have always been smitten by, and I'm very happy to be back here. I want to remind you that you need to go to travelers411.com and click on podcasts where you'll find every show for 52 weeks posted for your downloading pleasure so you can take us along with you wherever you go. And at sabrams.com and also at travelers411.com because everything's tied together by one search engine, you'll be able to find the archived audio of every show we've ever done going back to 2002 when we first went on the air. And they said it wouldn't last. They could be right yet. Have you been catching up with my new TV show? Oh, you have to do that. 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I count backwards across America. Not just backwards to Los Angeles, but keep going backwards to Honolulu, Maui, Lanai, and Molokai. Can you believe that? So if you're going on a holiday, when it's 5 p.m. in New York on Sundays, you want to find the TV channel that is broadcasting Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. And we've been to some nifty places so far and shared some wonderful experiences with you. And if you go to my blog, sabrams.com/blog, you'll find a link that will take you over to where we are posting the TV shows after they have broadcast. So if you miss something, you can catch up with it. Share it with your friends. So I want to take you off to visit a really enchanted place. Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. Clearly something for everybody. Even for people like me who are not spa goers and don't play golf. I love this place. You're going to learn why after this.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
I'm delighted to be in what looks like could easily have been the dining room of the original mansion, but maybe it was a bedroom. I'm going to have to find out. Here at Farnham Estate, which is a really interesting place from the point of view of merging modern, contemporary hotel resort experience with that mansion, castle-y kind of experience that I love. And if you're lucky enough, that the dates you are traveling allow for you to stay in the mansion part of the house, because there are clearly fewer bedrooms there than there are in the rest of the contemporary buildings that they've created on the property, you got the best of both worlds. And I know so many people. One comes to mind in particular, and you know who you are. You out there on Marco Island, who said to me, I live on Marco Island, where, that's in Florida for those of you who don't know, where everything is new. I don't like old. Okay, then you know what? You can be very happy in Farnham Estate too, because you can stay in the new contemporary side of the accommodations and enjoy all of the features and benefits of being in a very modern hotel. I have finally gotten into a suite in the mansion side, and I am just thrilled. And so Clodagh Price, who is the director of sales and marketing here at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort in County Cavan, Ireland, is with me. I can't tell you how happy I am. What a wonderful accommodation that is. How many accommodations are there in the mansion side of Farnham Estate?
We have 8 suites in Farnham Estate.
Wow.
In the house, and then we have 4 modern suites then on the in the contemporary part of the hotel.
And how many accommodations are there in the contemporary side?
So we have 146 rooms in total in the contemporary, and then we've 8 suites then in Farnham House.
You know, it always seemed to me that this was the ideal place for a wedding, because it's small enough to take the place over, and still it has the opportunity for the bride and groom who want the fairy tale experience in the mansion, and all the guests to be accommodated as well, and almost have that separateness of, I don't have to be here with 150 rooms worth of guests the whole time of this destination wedding event, because maybe the parents of the bride, the parents of the groom, you know, the best man couple, the bridesmaid people could easily be in the mansion and all the guests in the contemporary side, and you've kind of got 2 parties going on at the same time that merge when they want to and have their own away space when they'd like to be separate. It's very cool. Do you find that brides and grooms react that way?
Yeah, I suppose the beauty about having your wedding here, as you say, is that the parties can be split, but that our ballroom is a self-contained area. So it doesn't impact on any other guests that are staying in the hotel, but it also gives the bride and groom that feeling of it being their own space. It's their own, you know, it's they're on their own. They have nobody else over there. So it's a self-contained area. And it's we just do one wedding per day.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's just across the lawn here. So it's a fabulous space that overlooks Farnham Lawn, and we have our drinks reception area that overlooks Farnham Lawn, and then our ballroom in behind that.
I've never been in there. We're going to take care
so
of
I'm
that
going
on
to take
this trip.
Yes, most definitely.
On this trip, yes. We'll make our way. I'll tell you where I have been. I can't tell you how many years ago it was. I'll have to go digging back. It's got to be maybe 7 years ago, I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
We were here for New Year's Eve. We were here the 29th, 30th, 31st of January, of December, and then January 1st we moved out.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was the 2nd. I remember being in the swimming pool in your leisure center. We'd say leisure center, but okay. We'd also spell it E-R, not R-E, at the end of center. You spell funny over here. And the pool, you've got the indoor, marvelously heated pool, which makes me very happy because I can't do the ease into the water routine.
Mm-hmm.
I can also not do the jump into the cold water routine. This is not for me. But when you get in the pool, there's an area where there's an opening in the pool, and there's this acrylic piece across, and you swim under this acrylic piece, and you're on the outside. Yes. In the heated pool. It was December 31. And I don't know if you know these people. How long are you here now, Chloe?
I am here since 2008. So I'm here nearly 10 years.
All right. There was a girl. I want to say her name was Moira. This is completely from memory, so I don't know if I'm right or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think her name was Moira. She worked in the spa. December 31st, whatever year that was her last day, and she was moving to Australia. She came for New Year's Eve weekend mm-hmm. with her mom and her aunt who lives in Oxford, England. And the three of them and I, we were brave enough to swim under this little acrylic flap out into December 31 in Ireland. Now, I know most of my listeners are thinking, well, December 31 in Ireland, what are you doing outside in the swimming pool unless you're one of those Germans or Danish people who go run into the Atlantic Ocean on New Year's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy people from my point of view, but we won't go there.
Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we'll be right back.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 6th through New Year's Eve. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Plan on visiting historic Boston this holiday season and make the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall one of your stops. Your family will love it. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with Rumors in hand, or acquire Rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions, too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie. Let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Join conductor Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops in a performance filled with holiday music favorites, the traditional pop sing-along, and a visit from Santa Claus himself. The magical atmosphere of Boston's world-famous Symphony Hall, beautifully decorated to evoke all the spirit and charm of the season, add to the fun. Tickets are on sale now at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Hello, Matt Simonson at Hotel 1000 in beautiful downtown Seattle. Here to tell you a little bit about what luxury means to us. True luxury is about anticipatory service and a seamless guest experience. But to us, luxury also means value. Since our opening in 2006, we've included as much as possible in the room rate. This means no nickel and diming. Our guests enjoy complimentary high-speed internet access throughout the hotel with extra broadband so you can bring as many devices as you'd like. Sparkling wine at check-in, your choice of newspaper. Complimentary coffee served in the lobby and library, as well as Keurigs in each guest room. A business center with color printer and delicious Mighty O donuts in our studio every morning. Go to our Facebook page now and like us for a chance to win an overnight stay and other great prizes. Or visit us at Hotel1000Seattle.com to plan your next visit to the Emerald City. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
With St. Patrick's Day around the corner, I thought it would be a good idea to do a couple of things. One having to do with the trail leading to County Cavan and Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort. And the other having to do with getting to Ireland. There are some very good times to fly and find, generally, have no trouble finding a seat and finding a seat at a price you're willing to pay. One of those days is March 17th. Another is December 25th and December 31st or January 1st. For the most part, people in general want to be where they're going to be celebrating by the day when things are going on. So you will often find in the days, maybe 3 or 4 days before St. Patrick's Day, and the 2 or 3 or 4 days after St. Patrick's Day, the airfare from the U.S. to Ireland or from Ireland to the U.S., because a lot of people in Ireland go to Philadelphia or New York or Boston or Chicago or someplace else for St. Patrick's Day. In fact, when we are in Ireland around St. Patrick's Day, most of the people we know and love in Ireland are either already in the States or headed that way. We pass each other in the air. But the funny thing is, people want to be at the destination on March 17th or on Christmas Day or on either December 31st or January 1st. Most of the time, December 31st. You will often find the plane reservation level low, and by the laws of supply and demand, tickets are cheaper. And I can tell you, last year we flew back from Ireland on St. Patrick's Day, and the fare one way from Dublin to Boston, I remember maybe we flew into Hartford. Yeah, they were priced about the same. It wouldn't have mattered. But we paid something like around $250 per person for that one-way leg. Had we flown the 16th of March, the fare was $800 and something one way per person. And the day before that, it was $600 or $700. One way per person. The day after St. Patrick's Day, the 18th of March, it was around $600 a person. But on St. Patrick's Day, it was $250. And I was just as happy to fly back because there was a very festive, if you've ever flown on a flight on New Year's Eve or Christmas Day or St. Patrick's Day, it's like a party in the air. Everybody is very jovial, including the flight attendants, which isn't something you see too often anymore. But the more remarkable part is how inexpensive it was to fly on that day. And when you fly from Europe, particularly you're flying from Dublin or Shannon, you'll land on the East Coast somewhere around 2 in the afternoon, depending on which city you're flying from, which flight you're on. If you're flying out at 8:30 in the morning or 11:30 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon. But you'll get back midday to early afternoon, which means on St. Patrick's Day, we were able to catch up with the people we wanted to celebrate with in Massachusetts. And that was cool. So even in the thick of things, when, you know, you start hearing about high airfares around the holiday period, look at flying on the holiday date. Because when you fly on the holiday date, you often find the planes are relatively low occupancy, and therefore the fares tend to be quite reasonable. Find the reasons to go, not the reasons to stay home. I'm so glad you joined us today.
We're flying high.
For a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.